from the Tan Talk Studios. It's the best in British.
They're great!
It's the boys from England!
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Good afternoon, I'm the Duke. Thank you for joining us. We're live on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And it's time to go into our very first song today, which is a great song from the Rolling Stones. We'll be right back.
I love America. America's my friend. And so is Blair. Blair's my friend. Welcome to the best in British.
Never to come back. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Welcome back to the best in British.
Welcome back, folks. It's the best in British. It's nice to have you with us today. And, of course, our guests, which we've not even talked about yet, are British Bob and Candice. And, of course, we've got Grumpy a bit later on. But good afternoon, Candice, and good afternoon, Bob. How are you both keeping today?
Wonderful.
Good evening, Great Britain.
He loves his good evening, Great Britain.
First time broadcasting with us on the internet, and we know we have a lot of listeners listening to us as they're at home or in the office.
And we hope that we have local Britons listening to us here
as well. We do hope so, yes, we do. In fact, for any Brits that are listening today, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us. The whole show today is sponsored, as always, by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, located on the corner of Alternate 19 and Curler Road in the Causeway Plaza, right behind McDonald's. So if you're looking for something a little different, the restaurant is open from 11:30 every day, and just pop down and say hello to us. All right. What else? We were talking about the news a moment ago. We're just coming up with the headlines. Some interesting things going on in Britain at the moment, but one or two things that just drive me crazy. And that is one about Gordon Brown. I hate Gordon Brown. Gordon Brown is likely to be the next Prime Minister, according to polls, and personally, he just gives me the creeps. Have you anything to say about Gordon Brown?
He's one of those old traditional Labourites, you know.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I don't know what he was in the past. He wasn't the Ministry of Transport, Ministry of Health or something. But I'm a little bit out of touch on what his role is now. But he's... they're talking about placing him in as leader halfway through the term.
It's so a safe way of getting him in.
By the time the elections come around in 2 years'
time.
He's
been groomed and he's ready to go.
And people have got used to him. But, you know, I really would have thought Tony Blair should see out his session and then go for an open vote.
It's a clever way, you have to say, don't you? You
know, why does he make you uncomfortable?
As Bobby says, he's an old Labourite. Mm-hmm. And something about him that just...
He's been around too long.
He's old blood, he's not new blood. You know, that's what gets me.
Probably way too conservative.
And he may just end up being some sort of pillar figure, statuette, you know, where
like
he's being primed. A puppet, yes.
Actually, it looks a bit like a puppet thinking about it, so that's probably fits in very well. The other thing here was the NHS fraudster that helped to steal $900,000, and he gets 4 years. Now, I've done a little calculation here, which doesn't take a lot, but... If he's doing 4 years for $900,000, those 4 years that he's in jail, you could work out that he's earning $225,000 a year for being in jail. Now, I think I would go in jail for 4 years to get $225,000 a year.
You would?
I would.
Well, yeah, actually, you missed the point here. He's presumably have to share this. He says to help.
Well, you know, we don't know about that part. I'm just kind of guessing that maybe he did it all himself, but who knows?
Well, did they get the money back?
Well, I don't know.
No, I doubt it. No, it's, basically, he's got best part of $225,000 a year. Is that right?
$225,000 a year?
Yeah, a year.
So he's hidden it somewhere.
Could be.
Well, oh, that we're trying to equate, actually. Is it worth going away? I mean, what...
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go away...
If you're going to go away for 10 years, what's it worth?
Then let's make it worthwhile, you know, steal a few million.
Yes, I think so.
You know, don't go away for breaking somebody's arm or something. Right. You know, that's ridiculous. The other thing I see here today is this thing about students, where there's supposed to be this poll that's been done or a survey that says that... You have to laugh. That the students, the stereotype student that beer drinks and eats kebabs and, you know, all the nasty food... are switching to clean living lifestyles. Come on, you know.
I think that's a fallacy, don't you?
I think there's a, you know, they're just trying to justify their existence by coming out with a poll like this. Mm-hmm. But
well, they must have been living in a monastery or something. Right?
You know, it just seems crazy to me. But
I mean, students are probably more profound than we were when we were kids, actually.
Oh, I'm sure. There's many
more
things to look at.
They eat more fast food and drink more Coke, smoke earlier, and so forth.
Drink more Coke. Yeah, okay. I just thought I got you misunderstood then. What else we got today on the show? Later on today, we have more information about the cricketers, about what's going on down there, their food, their brand new menu, which we have actually a copy of here, and their lunch menus. So that would be interesting because there are now foods on there that you can get for as little as $3.99. So that's down at the cricketers, and that's lunch menu. Starts at 12 noon and goes on until 4:30 every day of the week. That cannot be bad, can it? Also, we've got some great new lineups of music down at the Cricketers as well, so we'll be talking about that as well later on. Now, we were expecting Grumpy Gordon to call in today, but obviously, for whatever reason, he's not able to. Hopefully, we'll call us later on.
Well, probably Big Bertha is still giving him his bath.
Well,
you know,
I did speak to him, and he was actually ill last week, so that's the reason he was not able to talk to us. So he was going to give us more information as to exactly what had happened and why he wasn't able to. well, maybe that was the reason. Who knows?
He was probably driving around in his pretty little Mustang convertible and didn't want to take the time.
I know. Just pass me the newspaper there. We have a very interesting report in there, which we can just drop in.
Actually.
Now, Britain, beautiful place as it is, and if you've never been there, I thoroughly recommend that you give it a go if you can afford to. In fact, if you can't afford to, or if you can't afford to go to Britain, come down to the Cricketers. Not that it's exactly the same, but it costs you nothing.
It's got the flavour, it's got the memorabilia there, it's got the drinks, it's got the food. So it's got the people working there who are British.
According to an article in the Daily Mail on Wednesday this week, or last week, the headlines are, "Truly Great Britain is voted the world's favourite country."
Really?
And some of the things, and you've got the papers, but so you can read this in a moment, but the characteristics, we're talking about some of the people involved in Britain that people remember?
Yeah, there is quite a lot, actually, of reasons why people voted the UK as the place to be. This survey was done with 26,000 people in 35 different countries, and it ranked the UK as the best overall. Interestingly, it says that the Brits are scored on being polite and with culture, whereas the French, on the other hand, were named as the world's rudest. No surprises
really.
There. And wait for it, folks. While the Americans were labelled the most ignorant.
Arrogant, I think, was the word.
Ignorant. I've got ignorant down here, but arrogant as well, I would say.
Well, look at some of the portraits we have. We've got the great people in great business ventures like Richard Branson.
Interesting. I mean,
Virgin Airways is going to be one dictating and organising the first space.
Some of the reasons here, obviously, he's got old Winston Churchill from way back. You know, he has the stiff upper lip and the bulldog spirit and all that. But also the history in the UK, the Stonehenge, the Battle of Hastings, it's saying here, Henry VIII, Elizabeth I, Horatio Nelson, there's a good old British name, eh? Margaret Thatcher, of course. I mean, she's a bit of an icon as well. And then you've got, as you say, business culture as well with Richard Branson, James Dyson, the vacuum cleaner man, who you see over here from time to time. And then brands like Shell and BP, which are both British. And then you've got music for people like Edward Elgar, the Rolling Stones, eh? There's a name to culture. Coldplay, the Beatles. And the names, well, there's just hundreds of names from the UK. What else does it say
here?
Does
the Queen get a mention or the royal family generally?
Well, only in as much as that, you know, it's a place to go, that Buckingham Palace is a tourist attraction, as is the Tower of London, the London Eye, the Lake District, which is a beautiful part of the UK, and, of course, the Houses of Parliament. But don't forget, 2012, the Olympic Games will be held in London, or, in fact, probably across the whole country. So that would be interesting as well. All right, so there's a little bit of a snippet there that Britain has been voted the best country.
That is interesting. That is very interesting.
It is.
That'd be worthy of framing, actually, that particular article.
Yes.
And hanging on the wall.
Why not?
At Cricketers.
At Cricketers.
For everyone to read.
You're listening to The Best in British. Thank you for being with us today. It is a brand new lineup in the way we do our show today. The show is sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. And it's time to go on into our next piece of music. Now, this was done for Red Nose Day. And if anybody watches BBC America here, they would know instantly what's going on. But it's a retake of an old song called Spirit in the Sky, done by, in fact, the British Idol winner, Gareth Gates. And it's backed up by the TV show called The Kumars. Now, The Kumars is a show that's set in England. It's all Indian people. And it's kind of, how would you explain it? They interview guests on the show. But instead of there just being one guy there, the whole family's there. Indians, you know, tend to stick together. So there's mum, there's grandma, there's dad. And they're all interfering throughout the interview. And it's just a big load of fun. So the Kumars are on this as well, and this is called Spirit in the Sky. We'll be right back.
All right, Dad, you ready?
Hold on. Okay, ready.
Ami, you ready?
Ready.
Great.
Let's kick it.
Go to the place that's the best.
comfort ring. There better not be stairs, whatever it is.
Shut up, this is my big sitar solo.
What do you reckon?
Is Will Young available?
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Indeed, the Best in British. Thank you for being with us today on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's me, the Duke, and of course we have our normal guests here as always. And, well, over to Candice.
Hello.
Hello, Candice. Hello. You have a myth for us.
Well, yes. You know, you always give me a lot of interesting material to read, and I learn a lot of things. And I've just learned that, you know, so many people are on diets these days. They're health conscious. They're concerned about what they're consuming, and everyone's telling you that carbohydrates are not good for you. Well, that happens to be a myth. Actually, bread and potatoes are rich in carbohydrate, and it is the easiest fuel for our bodies to burn. It gives you more energy, and it does help you to achieve your optimum weight goals. So by cutting out carbohydrates, you're really not doing yourself a favor. You're reducing your energy.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
You got another
Absolutely.
One for us before Certainly we move on?
They also say that sugar can cause diabetes. You know, a lot of people in the baby boomer age are being more concerned with type 2 diabetes, and they say that eating foods with a lot of sugar can cause diabetes. That is a myth. Sugar and sugary foods in normal servings have no greater effect on blood sugar levels than many other starchy foods, and saturated fat is far worse for people with diabetes. So don't be so concerned if you eat a piece of candy or a donut or something. It's actually kind of good for you.
I think the trouble is that there are so many people out there that are just feeding us information from one organization,
oh,
from
absolutely.
Another, that we're so confused as to what is right and what is wrong.
Absolutely.
And not only that, you tend to find that the people that are trying to promote a product obviously will not mention the fact that it's not good for you, and
oh,
they'll only mention the good parts.
They want to just tell you what they want you to hear,
yeah.
and not what is really right for you as an individual, and that's probably the most important thing.
And then you get some big organization that does a survey, does a poll, and pretty well and reinvents the wheel. You know what I mean by
yes.
that?
Yes.
They'll tell you exactly what you knew
yes.
20 years ago that your mum told you.
And they will tell you to eat a lot of fresh fruits, and actually some fresh fruits are much higher in a natural sugar, which your body cannot assimilate well
wow.
than having a piece of candy or a piece of cake.
Is that a...
Yeah.
Well, you see, the station is just full of information today. It's the Best in British. Thank you for being with us today. The time is what? 12:26. Just a little issue here with Simon Cowell. Now, we all know Simon Cowell as being the American Idol man, the man that brought the series to the United States televisions.
And, of course, the only British on the panel.
Yeah. And originally this show... aired in the UK, and it was called, what was it called in England?
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol, that's right, yeah. Pop Idol was the title in the UK. And again, Simon Cowell was one of the judges. Well, there's all kinds of things going on in the
UK.
So
the dispute being basically is that he stole the idea, brought it to America, renamed it, all right, and there's now some sort of lawsuit going on which may or may not be resolved.
Well, not only that, the independent television authorities in the UK have commissioned a special celebrity version of X Factor. It's a one-off series. It'll feature Simon as a judge, as always. Sharon Osbourne, can you believe, one of the judges, and Lewis Walsh. And this show will be kicking off in spring. But to move on from that, there's been a big court case, as we've just been discussing, where Simon Cowell and Simon Fuller, who were once big friends, are believed now to have reached a settlement in, over a legal battle over the TV show The X Factor. So apparently Fuller, who's the, who was Simon's partner, was the man behind Spice Girls, S Club 7, and the list goes on. But it's been reported, and I guess there's no surprise that they've fallen out. Aww.
There's an easy way to resolve it. I mean, you can't actually copyright an idea. You can copyright or patent a product, and you can copyright words in writing. And in normal times, all the popular programs in America, like Stamps and Son, used to be Steptoe and Son.
Well, this is slightly licensed. Further than that. This new show, which is called An X Factor, is supposed to be a direct rip-off of Pop Idol. And Simon Cowell has actually initiated this, and that's why his ex-partner, Simon Fuller, is upset. But they have settled it, apparently. So there we go. And we just had the Kumars on a moment ago with Spirit in the Sky, and there was a mention of Gareth Gates and also Will Young right at the very end, both winners of the British Pop Idol show. So, just
well,
in case
they
you're
have these Pop Idol shows in just about every country.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I mean, you conceive an idea like that. You must, you know, you're a multimillionaire overnight, I would have thought. But
I think
there
it was a year or so ago they had the shows from different countries.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, you listen to The Best in British today. It's a whole new format. Thank you for being with us. We're on the Tantalk Radio Network. And, well, the time is around 12:29 thereabouts, 12:30 just about.
This is the Best in British Sports Report, a review of Britain's sports stories, up and coming, and here is your host, the Duke.
Oh, isn't he sweet? All right, let's just go through with the results first of all, and then we'll talk about the main points of sports news over the last week. First of all, cricket. In case anybody's wondering what that is, it is a game just like any other game. It is played throughout the world, except pretty well the United States, but we won't bother about that. Sunday results. International series. South Africa beat Australia by 6 wickets. Kenya beat Zimbabwe by 79 runs. And on Saturday, Sri Lanka beat Bangladesh by 78 runs. And New Zealand beat the West Indies by 21 runs. And Zimbabwe beat Kenya by 8 wickets. So that's the cricket results over the weekend. Then we come on to soccer. Sunday results in the Barclays Premiership. Bolton 2, Fulham 1, Liverpool 1, Manchester City is 0. West Bromwich Albion 0 and Middlesbrough 2. In the Carling Cup, in fact the Carling Final, Carling the League Cup, Manchester United 4 and Wigan 0. Saturday results in the Barclaycard Premiership. Birmingham 1, Sunderland 0. Blackburn 1, Arsenal 0. Charlton 0, Aston Villa 0. Chelsea 2, that'll help British Bob, sorry, English Bob. Portsmouth 0. And finally Newcastle 2, Everton 0. Further results we'll maybe talk about in a little while with the Coca-Cola Cup and also League Division 1. One particularly highlighting point in League Division 1 was that my team, Leicester, lost again. I think they lost. I'm trying to see the result here. Anyhow, news from Britain as far as sport's concerned. Some interesting things going on in the sport line. Brown is back in the England fold. Wes Brown has returned to the England squad as Sven Eriksson, let's just say that, launched his World Cup preparation. So the World Cup coming up later in this part of the year in Germany, and the British team have now been named by the manager Sven-Göran Eriksson. Also in the news, Shop Beats England T-shirt, it says. Supermarket chain Asda, which is owned by Walmart, strangely, is to start selling the new England football shirt ahead of its official launch. That's going to cause some controversy, I've no doubt. No doubt Asda will be doing it a lot cheaper as well. Wembley dropped. This is a bit of a shock. Wembley's been dropped for the FA Cup final. Now, Wembley is a huge arena in the UK, or was a huge arena, but some time ago it was taken down and was going to be completely redeveloped. Well, the Football Association confirms that this year's Cup Final will take place once again at Cardiff Millennium Stadium. So that's a bit of a shock.
So did they ever take down the stadium?
Yeah, it's gone.
Well, I thought they were going to build one next door to it.
They're rebuilding it, but it's not complete.
Oh,
and the builders, the contractors cannot guarantee that it will be ready in time. So
that's a shame, because all the Cup Finals are always in London. Indeed. And they're always in Wembley.
And a couple of more bits of news before we move on. Man United crush Wigan in the League Cup. Wayne Rooney scores twice as Man United beat Wigan 4-0 in the Carling Cup. So that's the end of that for this year. And finally, Donald and Howell win in a match play. Britain's Luke Donald and David Howell reach the third round of the WGC Match Play Championships. That's pretty well the headlines for the news today. We will be coming up with entertainment news in a little while, and we'll also be coming up with the weather at the end of the show. Not as though anybody really needs to know the weather, because it's just beautiful here, and why would you want to go anywhere else? You're listening to The Best in British. My name's The Duke. We're here with Candice B for Real and, of course, British Bob. The whole show is sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. It's good to have you with us on the show today. It's a whole new format. And, in fact, we're going to be talking now about stuff that's going on down at the restaurant.
Action-packed week, as usual, actually. But, of course, certain extra things this week. Tomorrow is Shrove Tuesday, as we call it in Britain. In America, they call it Fat Tuesday. It's the same principle, basically. It's the first day of Lent. We pig out like mad tomorrow. And then we then do a penance and fast out for somewhat 6 weeks. Shrove Tuesday traditionally in Britain would be we celebrate with pancakes, and we do the crepe Suzette, the thin type ones.
Wow.
And we do pancake races, and we run around. All the schools get involved, you know, Candice.
That sounds like fun.
So I guess tomorrow at some point, drop down at the Cricketers, and there'll be some pancakes around for you to taste with our...
We should do a pancake race of our own, shouldn't we?
We could do that. Just bring a saucepan down, and we'll run it around the plaza.
Yeah, great fun.
Always music this week. On Thursday, we had Ladies' Night. Now, Ladies' Night started off last week. We've got half-price drinks for the ladies this time,
oh,
Candice.
All right.
Plus our selection of music running from the 60s to the 80s, which was pretty good, actually, and action-packed. Come over, there's no cover charge. Ladies drink for half price. Friday, we've got our usual disco, I call it disco music night. The 80s night, 80s drafts, 80s shooters, 80s music.
80-cent drafts.
Yeah, did I say dollars? No, I said 80s.
You just said 80s.
Oh, 80 cents, yeah, okay, fine.
Right. They weren't made in the 80s, were they?
No, but that turned out to be a good night. That kicks up at 9 o'clock, and that goes all the way through till closing. Saturday, a good jam session again with Greg and his gang, and also the amazing Laura Duncan will be there doing her renditions of particular blues blues and what?
Roots.
Blues and roots.
Yeah. Well, that was a in fact, Ed should have a clip of Laura, so let's just hear what she sounds like on a Saturday night. Amazing.
Okay.
I tell you, Bob, I don't know whether you were there on Saturday night, but Laura and Greg and Eric, spontaneously, someone said, bear in mind, it's two acoustic guitars. I mean, very talented guys. And Laura just comes up there ad hoc at certain periods of the night, as does Nicole, who's our evening manager at the Cricketers. Both very good singers. But someone says, play a whole lot of love. Now, how do you play a whole lot of love by Led Zeppelin on acoustic guitars with no practice, no rehearsals of any kind? Well, they did. And they just brought the place down. It was unbelievable.
They knew how to play it.
Well, they knew how to play it, obviously. But you know, when you've got three people that have not rehearsed, who does whip what bit, and when does somebody come in and stop, and all the rest of it. It was amazing. Were you there, Jan? Did you see
it? Yes, I was.
You did?
They were absolutely amazing.
Amazing. All right.
Yes,
so that's
fantastic.
That is Saturday night, live blues and roots down at the Cricketers. Just to mention tomorrow again, my favourite day, when I was a lad, and not that my memory is particularly good these days, but when I was a lad, I used to love the thought of Shrove Tuesday coming along, Pancake Day as we called it, and Mum would get out their frying pan and cook up these very thin pancakes, very thin, nothing like the pancakes you get here, almost see through them. And then you would put lemon and sugar in them, wrap them up. So we'll have some of them tomorrow for sure.
They sound delicious.
They are delicious.
I like them.
There's always a competition within our family of who could eat the most. And the thing is, you're never limited to how many you could smoke to eat the pancakes we're talking about, which is tomorrow. You were just saying, Duke, right? We used to come home from school and eat a big stack of pancakes. Yeah, it's very thin.
We do.
Crepe Suzette, sugar and lemon. Okay, we used to have a competition in our house to see who could eat the most, and I was one of six.
Oh my!
But it was one day, including like days like Easter, that you never had any limitations of what you could eat. Your mum had as many as you wanted.
Hmm.
You pigged out.
I like them with strawberries or cherries inside.
Only the Americans can do that.
Yes, well, I know. I'm sorry.
But I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
Only the Americans want to, Bob, that's why.
That's right.
Lunch specials, a brand new menu down at the Cricketers this week. In fact, it's a brand new thing that's been set up. The menu starts from 12 noon every day. It carries on until 4:30, 7 days a week. And typically some of the examples that are on there, that are selling extremely well. Fish in a basket, which is an interesting one. It's fish and chips served with the traditional way, the way we would do it and have been doing it for years, where you get tender fillets of fish. It's dipped into our famous batter, served with fries, and it sits in a little basket.
It's ideal for those people that want to have a smaller diet, also a quicker snack. You know, you can come in there and $6.99.
Yeah, you're not pigging out, you're just having a little bit.
Yeah.
It's
it's good for the older people that have got, you know, less requirements for food.
I've seen that to be a very popular.
Mm. And also the fish and soup sandwich. Now, not that it's maybe worded slightly badly, that fish and soup sandwich. How the heck do you get soup into a sandwich? But actually haddock in this case. Now, haddock is my favourite at the Cricketers, without a doubt. Excuse me. It's also dipped in our famous batter. It's then put onto toasted rye bread with a layer of lettuce, tomato, and then you get a cup of our delicious homemade soup. And the soups vary every day, so you're never going to get the same meal, no matter what. I would say the soups that we do at the Cricketers are some of the best soups that you can get anywhere. So,
right.
My favourite would be the turkey melt.
The turkey melt,
I would choose the turkey melt.
You know, I'm a baked potato fan. Now, back in England, we call them jacket potatoes. I have no idea why. But
because they're in the jacket, that's why.
Well, I know, but...
They're in their skin.
Yeah.
But we call them jacket potatoes.
All right.
We call them baked potatoes here, obviously. And I used to have like a curry mix put over the top. And that was absolutely outstanding.
I had one last week. It was huge.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely delicious.
How do you describe how big the potatoes are? What, about 8 inches long, 9 inches long?
Yeah. Bigger than a soda can.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And when,
yeah,
when you cut into them, the steam comes out
times.
Nice and fluffy.
One and a half times the size of a soda can, I bet it would be,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes, easily.
And you can stuff in there whatever you want.
I'm looking at your cup of coffee here. I would say it's easily as big as
as a medium coffee. Yeah. There you go.
Chili cheese in there. You can have, I just personally like sour cream and butter in, but a lot of salt.
I had cheese and bacon.
The thing is, it's built to order.
Yes.
Right. It is. Brand new menu. It's a lunch menu down at the Cricketers every day of the week. I say, better late than never.
I think he's been busy this morning.
Well, I think he has been very busy.
Yes.
Is that a cue for Gordon? Hey, Gordon, how you doing? Are you sleeping in these days?
I woke him up.
You woke him up.
We missed you last week.
We missed you, yeah. What happened?
Well, I got in a little bit of trouble with the law.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, they were wheeling me around one of those big shopping center places, and this little punk started giving me crap.
And what did you do?
I got up out of my wheelchair and I said, Sonny, I better go.
And then what?
He didn't move.
Oh, dear. I'm hearing the cops theme in the back. What happened?
Bad boy.
Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do?
Well, after I hit him in the fist with my stomach, I took a chair and wheeled it right at him.
And then what?
Oh, they took me downtown.
Oh, Gordon.
That's okay. I needed the break.
Are we going to see you on Most Wanted now, are we? On the
TV
show.
No, I paid my debt to society.
What did they make you do?
I bet he let one go in the station or something, and that would be the end of that.
That'll teach him.
I think they let him go really quick after that.
I met a really nice fellow there.
Yeah?
Kind of a big boy. His name was Little Leroy. He was very nice.
Yeah.
As?
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mr. Man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that sounds like Leroy.
Oh, dear.
So, and what happened?
Well, I don't know if I should talk about it.
I believe he was never fully erect either.
Well, go ahead.
No, I think he was. You ever seen those donut things you gotta sit on when you got the hemorrhoids?
Go on.
Hello?
I'm not admitting to anything here. Carry
Is
on.
This thing on? Anyway, I've gotta sit on one of those for a few weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Mind you, it may help with the other problem that you have, you know?
What problem?
Ed, give him a clue as to what kind of problem we perceive. There we go.
That's not a problem. That's a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing.
You can't keep it inside all the time.
I
you end up like your partner over there.
You're never going to
get... Brain damage.
All right. Okay, I'm not even going to argue with you, but... There are places for doing those things, obviously. And on air is definitely not one of them, but there we go. Hey, Gunn, we gotta go. It's very good to hear you that you're back in circulation again, and I'm sorry you were taken downtown, but these things happen.
Okay. I had to let him know I might be old, but I'm not going to put up with it.
Well, that's a good thing, Gordon. We're glad to hear.
Gordon, we've been kind of sidetracked here, and forgive us if you think there's some strange things going on, which there are anyway. But
I don't know if I want to know what it is.
We're in Studio 7, and I don't know whether it's you with your gas or what's going on here, but our table vibrates every time you fart. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, it is vibrating.
Yes,
the whole studio's rocking at the moment.
That are vibrating too.
And it's a bit disconcerting when you're sitting here and, like, your feet are tingling and your arms are shaking and everything's moving around. What is going on? It's like a
mini... You gotta be here!
It's like a mini earthquake. Yeah, I don't want to be there.
This is quite interesting what's happening
here.
Boy, you're
the
Yeah, I definitely do not want to be there. Anyway, listen, Gordon, we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll speak to you at 12:15 and I'll...
I'm going to try to stay out of trouble.
You try and stay out of trouble. That's it. You be good. Take care. Goodbye now.
The Royals are back in the news, Duke. Have you heard this one about what Prince Charles is up to in Britain?
No, what's he up to?
Well, apparently he's becoming a little bit more too political, really. The Royals really should stand aside. They aren't dictators. We are ruled by a government, but apparently he's poking his nose and he's gobbing to too many issues.
Is
not exactly what, you know. But, you know, there's no way in the history of Britain for several hundred years has the monarchy ever had a voice in controlling the day-to-day events of Britain.
And he's trying to do something, is he?
Yeah.
God, also, Gordon's here again.
Look, the
place is vibrating.
Prince William was declared to be the most richest person under 25 years of age, but I've since found out that's not the case. Prince William may well have funds in trust, but he would not have any wealth from his father, Prince Charles, until a somewhat greater age. And since Prince Charles, by the way, Candace is the Duke of Cornwall, which is a county over there, and of course his dear wife Camilla is the Countess of Cornwall, that does not give any wealth to Prince William.
However, he's not going to go broke, is he? We're saying, come on.
What I'm saying basically
Mom will look
is
after him.
Poor child.
Sorry, Grandma will look after him.
The richest person in Britain under 25 is the character that played Harry Potter.
Is that right?
It's fact. It's worth millions.
Oh, I would imagine. So I need to know if Big Ed is feeling this vibration as well.
I think it is Big Ed. I think he's maybe breaking a bit of wind in there or something.
He's not feeling
it. It's the weirdest thing. All right. It's the Best of British, folks. Thanks for being with us today. We go on to our last song, another great song from Britain. And this one comes from Man From Man. We'll be right back.
Live from the Tam Talk Studios, it's the Best in British.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. How we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wa-diddy-diddy-dum, I mean, diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
Do-wa-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-do.
We'll sing it
to me. Do-wa-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-do.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the best of Britain.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us today on the Best in British. We're on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's the Duke talking currently. Now on to a bit of entertainment news from the UK. In fact, initially, the official top 10 music chart from the UK this week. And we have Leo Sayer. He's a name to remember from years ago with a number one hit called Thunder in My Heart Again. So number two, Madonna with Sorry. And number three, we have the Pussycat Dolls. Interesting. Whoever they are, with a song called Beep. They're from actually number three in the charts this week. Number four in the charts, Put Your Records On by Carolyn Bailey Ray. Number five in the charts is Boys Will Be Boys by The Ordinary Boys. And number six, Nasty Girl by Notorious Big Daddy. So that's an interesting one as well. Number seven, Say 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 by Hi-Track. And number eight, Sugar, We're Going Down. That's by the Fallout Boy. And number nine, All Time Love by Will Young, a name that we've heard of before today on the show because he won the British Idol, Pop Idol. And finally, at number 10, Run It by Chris Brown. So that's the current charts in the, on the BBC Top 100. That's
number. You're more astute than me. Out of those 10 artists, I only know two.
Yeah.
Leo Sayer and Madonna. Well, they are number one and two.
You're getting old, Bob.
What's this news about George Michael being into trouble again?
Yeah. Yesterday, in fact, he's been arrested on suspicion of possessing drugs.
It's a shame. And he got through that other mistake he made in the 80s, didn't he?
What?
Importuning. And we tried to debate what it was, but effectively he was importuning something.
Well, when he was.
It destroyed his career, actually,
yes,
temporarily.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But he and his partner in Wham were one of the most popular groups.
Andrew Ridgely, yes, that's right. It is a shame, you know, that you have this lewd behavior that goes on in public and you get caught. You know, you're asking for trouble, really, aren't you?
Well, this is true. Especially if you're a person of notoriety. The rest of us can get away with it.
Yeah, well, indeed. We've seen Bob in some strange places from time to time, and we often wonder how he gets there, but we won't talk about that today. One final thing in entertainment news today. Misha Barton. Do you know who Misha Barton is?
No, I don't know that one at all.
All right. She's she's the star of the OC show on, I think it's NBC, is it?
It's
NBC?
Fox. ABC?
Fox, yeah. Yes. Okay, well, we'll live with that. Has been voted the UK's most eligible woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's 20 beautiful.
The 20-year-old beauty, it says, came out on top for sex appeal. She could certainly come out on top of me for sex appeal. Talent, star quality. Cashing the list compiled by, oh yes, that's right. The list was actually, I'll start again.
Rewind.
Right, here we go. The OC star, Misha Barton, has been voted the most eligible woman in the UK. And this is as a result of a compilation. I'm away again. My teeth are not connected to my mouth somehow.
The word compilation sound right to me.
No, the list was compiled. Let's get it right. By the FHM magazine, or the British version of the men's FHM magazine. And she was voted number one. Quite rightly, too. So that's entertaining.
And she is lovely. She's also a very big role model for a lot of teens in this country.
Is that
a
fact?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. She's beautiful.
So, in case anybody wondered, she is UK. She's British. She's from England. All right. What else we got today on the show? Not much now because
we've got other entertainment ideas coming up. We're going to have a Piscean party on the 14th of March.
Yeah, what's that all about then, the Piscean party?
Well, we're now in the zodiac sign of Pisces, and Pisces are renowned for being either actors or writers or entertainers of some form. And interestingly enough, we did a nighting the other night in the pub to a Piscean, of course. It was a birthday. And I said, put your hand up if you're a Piscean. And 20-odd people put their hand up. That's Pisceans going out for a dinner.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So we're going to have it. It's a Tuesday. It's the 14th. It's also the full moon of March. And you're invited to come down where we probably will have some drink specials and food specials and party out. We'll put some music on as well.
Now, also down at the Cricketers, we have coming up St. Paddy's Day.
That's on a Friday, the 17th.
That's going to be manic.
Yep.
If you've never been to the Cricketers on St. Paddy's Day, I recommend you get there early because there'll be like 300 people in there. Legally, no. There'll be 150 people in there. So, but it's crazy. It's a crazy
they
day.
Can spill out to the front.
There'll be 100 outside, though.
Yes. We'll be doing that Irish stew, which is we did last year.
Right.
And we'll be doing the corned beef and cabbage.
And green beer and probably lots of other things.
Oh, it's going to be a crazy day.
Well,
so,
we could try that green wings. Green monster wings.
Like, well, we call them the Hulk wings.
Yes.
Yeah, right, maybe not.
And don't forget, on Wednesday, for all the people that are Welsh, I am actually not Welsh, but I do claim to be Welsh, because I've been there so long. But it's St. David's Day. St. David is the patron saint of Wales. And he was the gentleman back in the 1400s that drove out all the red dragons from Wales. And that's why we have the red dragon on the Welsh flag. If you want to see the Welsh flag, just look at it in the pub above the dartboard.
Gosh, that brings back memories. I used to go to the Dragon Rally in Wales, where all these bikers would meet up in the mountains. In fact, Snowdonia, I believe.
And Candice, you know what the symbols, the emblems are for Wales?
No, I don't.
A daffodil, right? And the reason why it's a daffodil
and a leek
is the daffodil that starts growing round about the beginning. Well, certainly by the beginning of March, because everyone will have a daffodil in their coat or dress. And everyone's table will be garnished, and all the fields and all the gardens have lots of yellow daffodils. And, of course, the emblem also is the leek, which is why we have potato and leek soup at the pub.
And Max Boyce.
Max Boyce.
Do you remember Max Boyce?
He was a great Welsh comic, he was.
A master magician when it comes to entertaining an audience.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, yes. Tom Jones, and there was another young lady.
Not related.
The other day, and I just can't think of her name now.
Shirley Bassey?
Shirley Bassey came from Cardiff, that's right.
Some amazing talent came out of there, there's no
absolutely.
Doubt about it. All right, just before we finish today, the main points of the news again from the UK. Three incidents on the roads in Britain where major roads were closed due to van fires, where there was a four-hour delay on the M11. M25 was closed after two cows escaped, and they wandered onto the carriageway. Can you believe this stuff? And then finally, a sad one, but... a woman was found dead on the M6, and a man was threatening to jump off a bridge, and they had to close the M6 as a result of it. Great news, actually. New lease of life for Longbridge. Now, Longbridge is an automobile manufacturing plant, and that's in the Midlands in England. And recently, the MG Rover Group went into the hands of the receivers, and a Chinese company called Nanjing Auto actually bought the MG Rover at least the rights to use the MG Rover emblem. So hopefully the MG will carry on, even though it may be Chinese.
They seem to be the up-and-coming force now, don't they, on cars? They're the next one. After the Koreans, we've already got that with Kia. But the Chinese look like they're going to be the next.
Never underestimate the Chinese. All right, finally.
Well, they've got the population, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Also, the Mayor of London was suspended from his office. I mean, he must have been so embarrassed about that after comparing a Jewish reporter to a concentration camp guard. And two men were arrested following this $50 million or $70 million heist from the Securitas holding where they keep all their money. And the two people that were arrested was a 55-year-old and a 33-year-old person, and they were arrested in Maidstone, Kent. And also the gang which stole all this money, when they abandoned one of the vans, they left a £1.3 million, which is what, roughly...
A couple of million dollars
in the back of the van, including a few weapons as well. Mind you, I guess when you got 70 million, what's a couple of million?
They must have been in a hurry. Well, you know what? they did this robbery apparently without violence, as far as I know, and they all dressed up as policemen and just walked in there walked out.
And then, of course, Gordon Brown is going to be the clear favourite for the next Prime Minister of the UK, according to a poll that came out very recently. What can you say?
To be seen, won't it, actually?
And then finally, this thing about this new survey with students that are switching from drinking beer and eating kebabs and all the other bad things that people tend to eat when they're young. Apparently, they're changing their lifestyle to a more puritanical, clean living situation. Rubbish.
Did they say what they're actually eating instead? What are they eating now? Pizzas?
Yeah, exactly. What can you say? All right, finally, the weather today, or the weather in England before we go today, the weather. The weather in London, in fact, is 39 degrees and cloudy. The wind is 8 miles per hour coming from the north. Humidity is 63%. The pressure is 102.6 and rising. Visibility is very good. So that's the weather in London today. Well, pretty well it from the Best in British today, from all of us here and the gang, the crew, including our little man from Orlando, Grumpy Gordon. Wonderful. So, how long we got, Ed? 30 seconds. All right. So, anything else you need to add to that, British Bob or Candice?
Well, we still talk about food myths. High carbohydrate foods are really good for you. If you eat them in moderation, they make you feel full to your next meal, so you're likely to eat less in between.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Something a little bit different, a different format. It's all sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. So, from all of us here, we'll be back next Monday at noon with another fun show, hopefully. I do hope to see you at the Cricketers of Dunedin for a pint and maybe a tasty plate of haddock and chips. Goodbye for now.